become more aware of our relationship with our body so that we can transform it and really fill it with love and light. And that will be our gift to Ma, to really be the radiant light and self we can be. So my name is Katia, and I have the pleasure to accompany you now for the next half an hour. What I'd like to start with is actually wake up our body. So if you if you'd like to just very gently pat the arms and the neck, it's like saying hello, good morning, how are you body? It's morning time, time to wake up. And the back and the legs, really just connecting and saying, yes, here you are, beautiful body. And then just brush off. And sigh, really, letting go of that sleepy feeling, waking up. Lovely. How does that feel? Excellent. So now I invite you to find a comfortable position. Now that we've woken the body up, we're now allowing the whole body to settle. Become aware of your breath. Breathing in. And just a nice sigh. And as you're sighing, feel the weight of your body settling. Settling into your cushion, into your chair. Allowing the feet to be nicely grounded on Mother Earth. Beautiful being that's holding us, that's being present for us, nurturing us. Imagine this wonderful string of light gently pulling you up, aligning your spine. So at the same time, your spine is aligned, upright, but also relaxed. Because to allow the flow of light, it needs to have this combination of alignment, but also relaxation. We open up the celestial realms, Father Sky, and acknowledge all the beautiful beings that are with us. Your gang, your masters, your guides. And I'd like us to connect from our heart to the heart of Saima. This weekend is celebrating the birth of an illuminated being. Stepping into the joy and the love, the privilege have such a beautiful being as a teacher and master. To really connect with that love in your heart. Ma teaches us that each cell is a being with light, with consciousness. I'm going to guide you through the body, and I just would like you to become aware as you're connecting with that particular body part. Very simply, am I holding this part in contraction or expansion? Don't judge it. We're starting with awareness, with taking note. And let's start with our feet. Just take note of your right foot, your right ankle, calf, the right knee and thigh. So how you're holding that right leg. Does that feel contracted or expanded? Now I'd like you to come into your left foot, your left ankle, left knee, thigh, hip. How does the left leg compare to the right? Take note of your pelvis, your abdomen with your organs. Are you holding any contraction here? Just take note. Come back further up, past your diaphragm into your chest. Becoming aware of the area of the lungs and the heart. Are you holding a form of contraction in the heart? Travel into the right arm, right hand, wrist, the elbow, coming up into the shoulder. And take note of how your right arm is. Are you feeling any discomfort, any pain, any tightness? Travel into the left hand, left wrist, elbow, shoulder. How does the left arm compare to the right? I invite you to bring your awareness into your throat, your neck, the scalp of your head, to your forehead. How's your face? Become aware of your eyes. Have they been straining lately? How are your ears and your tongue? You've probably become aware of a variety of states. One area might feel uncomfortable, another area might feel tight. You might hold an emotion in one area. So there's a whole spectrum of emotions, of thoughts, of feelings. And they can go from one extreme to the other, from fear to love. From contraction to expansion. And in the body we have a choice. And the choice is, what do you like to focus on a daily basis? Would you like to water the tree of fear? Or do you choose to water the tree of love? Because the law of attention says, whatever you focus your attention on will grow. And certainly that's true for plants you grow an apple tree, you will receive apples. But you're the one holding the hose. You're the one deciding, where does my water go? One way we water our body is the way we talk to it, the language we use. Just think of a moment when you describe a sunset and you're sitting all happy and content. What language would you use to describe that sunset? Just take a moment. Imagine that you're sitting in traffic. What language would be passing through your mind when you're frustrated, when you want to get to your destination and you can't? So you can really see how our language already reflects how we feel, but also adds to it. It's watering our cells, because our cells are aware. They listen to everything we say. So now I invite you to pick one of the areas that you felt contracted, or pain, or discomfort. Just allow yourself to go there. Fully be present in the knee or the back. Maybe the chest. Maybe you had some tightness in your chest or a discomfort in your stomach. Whatever it was, allow yourself to really get there. Acknowledge. This body part is holding. It's holding the tightness and awareness. Possibly because it's charged, because something's happened to it, but it's doing its best. With the charge that it has, doing its best it can. Come to accept it. Right now, this is just how it is. And it has a gift for you. Now think back over the week. How have you talked to that body part in the last week or in the last month? Have you been annoyed at it? Have you been frustrated because you haven't been able to do something? Become aware of how you talked to that particular body part. Don't judge yourself. It is what it is. It's just a habit. And we're here to become aware and then make a new choice. So now I invite you to just repeat this beautiful little prayer to ask for forgiveness of this body part. We'll repeat it three times. And the first we say, to this wonderful body part. I love you. I'm so sorry that I've said these things to you. Please forgive me. You will always be forgiven, so you say I thank you. To this body part, to these cells, you say, I love you. I'm so sorry I've talked to you like this. Please forgive me. Thank you. Once more. I love you. I'm so sorry I talked to you in this way. Please forgive me. Thank you. Feel that shift. Feel the relaxation, expansion. Your cells are listening, and they're so happy that you're actually talking to them directly. And very happily, they let go of their charge. Choose the vibration we focus on, and whatever we focus on will grow. The higher vibration we choose, the more life force comes into our cells, into our body, more shakti, and our body can function even better. Now I'd like to go back through the body, scan the body again, but this time we bring a beautiful smile to each body part. It's like visiting these wonderful friends with a smile and this incredible gratitude for each part, because each part is essential, essential to our well-being, to our growth, everything to step into coherence. So even with a big smile on your face, because you know, as you're smiling outwardly, you're going to be smiling inwardly as well. Let's give a big smile to all our bones, holding us up, forming this wonderful framework that's allowing us to stand in the world. Dear bones, thank you. Now we're smiling to our muscles. Thank you. Thank you for allowing us to be active in this world, express ourselves, move, create, help others, be of service. All that's possible with our muscles, with movement. Thank you. Now a big thank you to the biggest organ in our body, the skin. What a wonderful organ. It's protective, it's permeable, but at the same time it's so alive. Thank you for showing us our inner balance, for holding us in as one, for providing this beautiful outline. Thank you, dear skin. Now thank you to our organs, lungs, heart, digestive organs, reproductive organs. What amazing work each one is doing. And they're not having a break. They don't have weekends off. They don't go on holiday. Every single day, every single minute of the day, they're there for us, working. Thank you. Thank you to the glands. Form such an intricate connection and balancing system of hormones. Thank you for keeping me in balance. And our nervous system. It's beautiful, fine nerves reaching into the tip of our fingers, into the tip of our toes, making us aware, the whole body, Thank you, nervous system, for transmitting information. Allowing us to operate, allowing us to think, process, and journey. Big thank you to our senses that allow us to perceive the world. What blessing to be able to see, blessing to be able to hear and feel and taste. Thank you to our more subtle bodies, our light bodies, that are also part of our perception on a lighter, more subtle level. What a wonderful vehicle we've been given, we've been gifted to be on this planet Earth. Fill your whole body with gratitude. And now I've selected some quotes from Mars Brain Illumination. And maybe now, with the awareness you have of yourselves, just listen and see how these particular words that Mars chosen, how that is watering your body with love, how that's contributing to expanding every single part of your cells, your organs. Just observe and allow. Ma says, activate the alchemy of light within the human flesh instantly. Pour that liquid love with gratitude into your body. Inhale that life. Honor and be grateful to that life pulsating. Each cell is a being. Activate the pulsating light in every atom, every molecule. Inhale and offer gratitude to the mother cell. Nurture the cell with loving liquid light. Activate the original template, the living God. Allow the living God that you are to reveal himself, herself, itself. I am that I am. In the liquid love of light, dissolve into the light. this beautiful liquid light. That is your biggest gift, not just to Giant Saima, to the world. Truly allowing this light to shine, to fully be present in this physical body, shining beyond it. That is the biggest gift you can give to the world. The world is waiting for you to truly step into that. Deep breath in. Feel this pulsating life, the breath in your body, with joy, with gratitude. Feel how your body is allowing you to be alive. Life pulsating through you. Feel those wonderful feet on Mother Earth. Become aware of the room again. Gently move your spine with gratitude, flexibility, movement, muscles, allowing it to move. So for the coming week, I invite you to listen carefully to your dialogue with yourselves. And remember the law of attention. Whatever you focus on will grow. Where do you choose to water? And what do you choose to water yourselves with? Will it be fear or love? You're the only one who can choose. And we all have free will to choose. When you're ready, you can open the eyes. Om Jai Sai Ma. Thank you for journeying with me to this marvelous world of the inner body. I look forward to sharing more of this weekend with you.
Om Jai Sai Ma.
Om Jai Sai Ma.
Thank you, Katya.
Om Jai Sai Ma.
Om Jai Sai Ma.
Bye bye. We're hitting the road.
Wonderful. I look forward to seeing you soon.
Yeah, it's Thelma and Louise on a journey. Watch out.
Cliff.
No. I'm already planning the first coffee break.
But, drive carefully.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Thank you for joining us, Hiroshi.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
JJ Saima.
JJ Saima.